Let's call this John Grucewood story number four. John, this is a piece that comes out of The Real Deal. I'm going to read you the headline for a couple graphs, and I want you to comment. Let me give some history before I get into it. Basically, 3 years ago, we had a collapse of a condo tower called the Champlain Tower South in Surfside. Surfside disaster, a lot of people refer to it as. Nearly 100 people died. $1 billion settlement was ultimately paid out to the families of everyone who was involved in the collapse. As a result, insurance prices have gone dramatically higher. The state of Florida local government bodies have stepped up, and now they're really scrutinizing the structural integrity of buildings. And as a result, what we're finding is that association dues are going up tremendously. Many old buildings, they can't necessarily, nor do they possibly want to go through the process of making their buildings safe. So now many are looking to cash out, looking to sell off their condo units in one move, a bulk move, if you will, to an individual buying group. And that buying group will simply terminate the condominium, which is notify the state that the condominium no longer exists, knock down the structure and put up something brand new. So that's kind of the background, Sean. So when somebody buys one of these condominiums, buys all the units out, even if there's 300 units in the building, but if there's one buyer, they're referring to it as a condo buyout. So that's kind of the background. Here we go with the headline, first couple graphs coming out of The Real Deal. Condo buyouts just got trickier. Ruling over condo termination could kill some buyout deals in the works. And first couple graphs, Sean. Florida's 3rd District Court of Appeals sided with a group of unit owners seeking to block demolition of their condo building in Edgewater, a waterfront Miami neighborhood where development has been booming. The unit owners, who filed a lawsuit over the condo termination of Biscayne 21, alleged that an affiliate of Two Roads Development illegally amended the association's condo declaration to change the threshold to terminate the association from 100% to only 80%. Current state law allows developers to terminate with 80% approval, though 5% can block that vote. That's why many looked to lock up just over 95% support. Biscayne 21's declaration predated current law. So why does this matter? Well, for Two Roads, which is seeking a rehearing, has filed to take the issue to Florida Supreme Court. It poses a major threat to the future of its planned development. John, what do you make of that? Lo and behold, this group has gone forward. They thought they had a termination. They thought they were going to be able to peddle condominiums and the brand new development that's likely to go up on the site of this structure.
I don't know the particulars or the history of this particular deal, but I can tell you from having covered real estate for years in Florida, these kinds of deals are not easy to pull off, and a lot of times you have a very small group of people in these condos that will object. Or try to hold out for a better price. And meanwhile, developers want to pay as little as possible to be able to control what happens to the development. So, there's sort of a push and pull, and there's always going to be that kind of friction. And I think from the developer standpoint, what I've noticed is a lot of these deals in general fail because of lack of communication and trying to get the residents on board, and they'll go about it sometimes in a sneaky way, try to control as many units as they can, change the rules, and then hope that the holdouts disappear. Sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't. I really don't know anything about this particular case, so I'm not talking about that case, but I've seen that happen before, and a few intransigent owners can really screw up a deal. And I'm a little surprised in the story itself that it says that they already started pre-sales of these condos without having locked it up. And I'm finding that like pretty surprising because, you need to have control of the building before you start pre-sales.
100%, John, 100%. John, this sort of reminds me, if you remember back in the early 2000s, there was this mobile home community located right on the ocean in Delray Beach, Florida, just south of Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach County, where former President Trump has his facility. This place called Briny Breeze. Some developer came in, offered $1 million a lot, basically to pack up your mobile home and get it the hell out. And everybody could piss off with their $1 million and do whatever they want to do. And there were a couple of people who sort of jammed it up. And lo and behold, once the deal got back on schedule or on the path, the market changed on them. And now everybody was stuck with their mobile home so many years later, it's still never gotten developed. I just wonder, Sean, is there a possibility, given where we are in the marketplace, this type of contention, if a project, and you don't have to talk about this one specifically, but generally speaking, if you're going forward with something and it gets knocked off keel and the market suddenly changes and a developer has a chance to maybe reconsider whether or not they actually want to take this down at the current price, because in the future it might actually be cheaper if prices fall. Any general wisdom you might be able to share as somebody who's lived in Florida forever?
Yeah, I mean, I think in general, if you're getting a sweet deal to move out of your condo, to sell your condo from a developer and you're at the peak of the market, take it. I mean, I don't know why these guys are holding out. You know, we're definitely closer to the end of the cycle than we are at the beginning. So, I mean, this, if you're going to sell, this is the time to sell. And perhaps you may have missed it. I mean, the way things are going right now, you may have missed the peak. And these holdouts will look kind of dumb. Only time will tell, of course.
Only time will tell. Anyone else on the panel want to chime in on whether, A, are we already past the peak and these people should take the cash for this old shitty condominium building? And I feel like I can say that because I've been in it, I've known it, I've seen it. It's a crappy old structure. Everybody's pretty much packed their stuff and left. If you can get that kind of money to piss off, I don't know why you don't. Forrest, Mr. Packler, anybody have a comment?
No, I agree. I'd take it right now. Take it and go.
Take the cash. Take the cash.
Take the cash.